We do have Wendy Stearman with us. And Wendy, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Very good. Good morning, and, Tom, and Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, gracious sakes. I tell you what, it has been busy, busy, busy. And you have been busy, 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 too, not only with family. Believe me, I know. You got a lot of stockings to get out there by the yes. Fireplace here tonight. But also, you were among a group of Oklahoma House Republicans who sent a letter off to our Oklahoma congressional delegation. Can you tell us a little bit about that was all about?
Well, it's the really the primary concern of most people who contact me right now and of most of us, I believe, in the country, and that is the integrity of our elections. So I think that it is necessary for all of us to make sure that we can ensure the honest election in our country. Otherwise, what happens in the future with all future elections? I think it is time to take a stand for integrity.
Indeed it is, and I think there are a lot of people behind you here. Let's get this out in the open one way or the other. Let's find some kind of conclusion to all of this cloudiness and murk and mystery that's been going on here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree, yes. And that was the reason for the letter, to show our support of our Oklahoma congressional delegation in just challenging it. Let's just look. Let's see if there is indeed fraud in this election. And I believe the Oklahoma Senate Republicans also sent one. So it was the House and the Senate.
Very good. You know, also some House members, and I do believe maybe some senators did too, sent out a little letter kind of urging everyone else in the United States, hey, take a look at what we do here when we run our elections. They're pretty clean. You might want to try it.
I think the Washington County Election Board could give lessons nationwide. They do an excellent job. I'm very thankful for them.
Indeed. Well, you've been busy here, too. I saw you at the out at the Christmas in the Ville. You had your helpers out there with you. How'd that go?
I did. I had a couple of my sons out there helping, and I think they enjoyed it. It was a good afternoon. And, you know, just a fun activity. Lots of families came out. And I know they're open today as well, from 1 to 5, I believe, and then also through next week. And those ladies at the chamber were working hard.
Oh
my goodness.
Boy.
They were putting a lot of effort into just bringing this activity to the families and the people of Bartlesville.
I worked out there one night. I was kind of doing security on the ice. You know what my job was, being a father of six? Hey! I just said, hey! And they'd stop, right? Whatever they were doing. You kind of get that down.
Yeah.
But everybody had a lot of fun. And so beautiful out there. My goodness sakes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got a big
thing. I agree.
Thing.
I love the you know, the train right there. It was very popular while we were there.
You've got another big thing coming up here, too. We've got legislative redistricting going on. Hey, you win in one of those decennial census years, and you got to go right to work. How does this work for folks who don't really know? They hear about it, but, you know, the average person really doesn't pay all that much attention to them until they start getting affected by it.
Of course, yes, and that is why there are many public meetings. First of all, because we are inviting, it is necessary for the public to have a say in their communities, and you know, letting the legislators know, hey, this community needs to stick together, or you know, we don't mind if this community has a line through it. You know, just voice, and there are both sides of opinions on both sides, and so there are public meetings, there are virtual meetings. The specific meeting for Northeast Oklahoma, which includes House District 11, is January 7th in Tahlequah. It'll be a bit of a drive. And the information is on the House Redistricting website, which I believe you have the press notice for that, with that information on your website, or will have.
Oh, it is on the website right now, complete with the link where you can view.
Oh. Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, that's fabulous. Yeah. So so everyone will be able to submit their opinions, ask questions. There are some redistricting informational sessions set up as well that will be online. And then in April, there's a delay in the census numbers coming back.
Mm-hmm.
They will not be in our hands until April, and at that time, it will the state will be divided. The House districts will be divided equally. So we'll take the total population of the state and divide it by 101 districts, and then every district will need to have the same population because the House is based on population.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think there's any worry, but just in case, well, there has been some population shift in this state. We have a lot of people moving here. And,
yes, we do.
We have people coming in from like all over saying, hey, you know, I never really thought Oklahoma until I spent a week there. And then next thing you know, the moving van is coming in. So this is going to be interesting to see how this all shakes out, because I know people who are moving not just necessarily from the north, but also from the west coming into our state to enjoy the freedom that we enjoy here.
It's a great place to be. I mean, there truly is no place that I would rather be than in Oklahoma right now. And a lot of people are seeing that as well. Even in our little homeschool group, we have new people that are just moving here and joining our group just in the last month. But I know I've seen that everywhere throughout the district. Just when I was out knocking doors, I constantly came upon people who said, yeah, I just moved here from Oregon or California or, you know, any place that is not quite as free as Oklahoma is. So, yeah, that will play into it. And, you know, in 10 years, the population of the entire country has increased everywhere and certainly even in the state. And so they don't really make a lot of projections before. Apparently, I'm learning all of this because they wait until they get the final numbers in.
Oh, yeah.
And then
they have to,
and then as far as just simply dividing the total population of Oklahoma by 101, that's the easy part. And then just you change one line in one district and you've changed 30 districts. So
it sounds easy, but it's that complicated.
A tedious process.
It sounds that easy, but it is that complicated. Oh my goodness sakes! Well, you know, nothing like hitting the ground running on this, Miss Wendy. But wow!
Oh yeah,
this is going to be a lot of fun, a lot of interest in this too. Like I said, just because of the influx in population, we also have businesses setting up here because, well, you know, We just let businesses do business for the most part compared to other states.
Yes, I think that's very attractive to many businesses.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've now had the seat here for several weeks, and you've got two or three big things going on right now. How do you like the job as busy as it's been?
I think it's been great so far. You know, I don't really know anything yet because I haven't sat through a session, and I'm looking forward to actually getting going and having that opportunity. Right now it's been freshman orientation and getting to know the new legislators and the more senior legislators and the freshman class that has come in. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy about a lot of great people in that freshman class, and I look forward to working with them. And so right now it's been getting my office and getting just set up with everything that is necessary, learning about the Capitol and all the all the resources that are available to help, you know, connect people to what they need to know in the state government. So I've enjoyed it very much. I enjoy this sort of work.
We're talking with State Representative Wendy Stearman. Folks on the outside of politics will, you know, kind of take it for granted. Ah, well, you know, they just go to the Capitol, they do what they do, and they come home. Well, there's a lot of that knowing how to do what you do, and you're getting that crash course right now. And
yes. They say it is like drinking from a fire hose, and I would have to agree. It's a lot of information, a lot of people, in leading different agencies that we need to meet and find out what they do.
Well, are the Stearmans all ready for Christmas?
We are. We start today with all of our big kids coming over, and then we've got, of course, festivities tomorrow and then travel this weekend to family in Oklahoma City.
Oh, very good. Sounds like you're going to be packing the wagon and having some fun.
Yeah.
Indeed.
We're looking forward to it.
Indeed. Representative Wendy Stearman, thank you very much for being with us today. Is there anything that you'd like to add as we head into Christmas?
Oh, you know, I want to wish everyone, of course, a very Merry Christmas, and I hope everyone enjoys this time, spending time with their families. I know we're all looking forward to that. And just thank you very much for the honor of representing House District 11. I appreciate it very much, and I'm honored by it. And Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you and yours. Take care now, and safe travels.
All right, thank you.
We've been speaking with Representative Wendy Stearman right here on your Community Connection on K1, the One You Trust. Thank you, Wendy.